CrossFit School of Sweat Podcast, episode 44. It looks like we've survived the whole COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Not that it's over yet, but the worst of it seems to be behind us. Things are opening back up again. People are able to get out of their houses more freely. Businesses are opening up. A lot of businesses are allowing people inside without wearing masks. I notice on my ventures out, though, most people still do. I have been, for the most part, when I enter a store, like a grocery store or Home Depot or Lowe's or something like that, Target, only because they are asking you to be cautious or, you know, take the appropriate precautions. So I do it out of respect for the business and their wishes, but that's about it. Of course, we're all still washing our hands and disinfecting and all that stuff, probably more than we used to, but that's fine. We're all pretty clean people to begin with. But the biggest news for us is the gym is going to be reopening on June 1st. As all of our members are aware, I've had to revamp kind of the whole process. But ultimately, I think it's going to provide a better training / coaching experience for all of you who come in. With less people to keep my eye on, I can pay more attention to those that are directly in front of me, help you out with anything that looks like needs a little correcting in your stance or the way you're pressing, pulling, any of that stuff, so we can help you to use your muscles properly. So I think ultimately that's going to make us better. Also, the thing that I really like is the systematic layout that we're going to have, where everything is lined up and uniform. It'll be aesthetically pleasing to the eye. We won't have to worry about those days where, you know, we have a whole bunch of people showing up and we're trying to squeeze everyone in as close as we can, which is really, although we never had any injuries or accidents, it is not real safe the way we were trying to squeeze everybody in. So this is going to be a better format, a safer environment, and ultimately, if everything works right, you guys are going to get fitter, better, stronger, faster, cooler, neater, more awesome as individual people. So glad y'all stuck with me through this. Everybody maintain their memberships. I appreciate that. You have no idea how much. And we are losing a couple of people here because they're moving. So Susan and Leslie, we're going to miss you guys. But thanks for sticking with us all this time, and glad we were able to help you. And best of luck in Texas and San Jose, California, where you guys are relocating. Everybody else, looking forward to seeing you back in the gym. And if you know anybody that's looking to get some exercise going after being locked up in their house for the last 2.5 months or whatever it's been, tell them to hit us up. We have space available, even though we're limiting the class sizes. We still have open spots. We can fit more people in. And that's what we're all about, is helping as many people as we can in our community. And then stay tuned, because there's going to be some new things popping up as well. The revamping process is not 100% complete, so I'm still trying to find ways to make it better within the confines of what we have to work with to make this gym the best. I'm sorry, to keep this gym the best gym experience in the Temescal Valley. So there's your update for the end of May. Looking forward to starting June. And I will see you all in the gym.